Hello and welcome to the Cortana Analytics webinar. My name is Ashish Bhatia. I work as a senior program manager in Azure Machine Learning team in Microsoft. The topic for today is real-time and predictive insights on vehicle health and driving behavior and patterns. We'll take a deep dive into IoT and vehicle telemetry space. Taking us through this journey is Anand Subbaraj. He's a Principal Program Manager in the Azure Data Factory team in Microsoft. Anand has a lot of experience with the end-to-end data pipelines and end-to-end solutions as well. So before I hand it over to Anand, a quick note on the bookkeeping items. We'll record this session. It's a one-hour session, and there will be presentation for 40 minutes, and then we'll do a Q&A. Feel free to put in your questions at any time in the Q&A window on your screen. We'll also be recording the session and send you a follow-up mail tomorrow with the slide deck and the recording. So with that quick introduction, let me quickly hand it over to Anand.
Thanks, Ashish. Thanks, folks, for joining this session. What we are going to do in the next 1 hour is to go over an end-to-end solution for real-time and predictive insights on vehicle health and driving pattern, which leverages a bunch of capabilities and components of the Cortana Analytics Suite. And the pattern here is very generic. There are lots of connected devices out there today. Connected devices produces data, and organizations and businesses, they are trying to collect this data and use this data for various new ways of improving the business, staying competitive, and providing the best experiences for the customers. What we are picking here in this particular solution is the data that is generated by vehicles. And we are going to show you an end-to-end solution, how organizations are able to transform this data to provide rich insights. So this is a slide. This is the whole goal of the Cortana Analytics Suite. With the integrated offering for advanced analytics that we provide, our goal is to allow customers to transform data into intelligent actions. A lot of the times what we see customers, they deal with data because they want to drive decisions and actions. And the ultimate goal for our customers and several partners is to kind of leverage this data in intelligent ways. And they want to automate this entire process of transforming data into insights. And it usually involves a bunch of different tools and infrastructure. And with the Cortana Analytics Suite, our goal is to provide this integrated platform that can be leveraged by customers, partners, etc., to kind of complete this end-to-end of collecting data, performing a bunch of preparation, transformation, analytics, predictions, through to visualizations, and integrate that with the line of business applications. Like what you see here is this entire set of tools and entire set of capabilities that we are providing from Microsoft for advanced analytics. So I'm not going to go drill into each one of these, but the solution that we are showcasing today showcases how you can compose some of these capabilities that I highlight here into an end-to-end solution. We are going to look into Azure Data Factory, Azure Event Hub, and both of these are leveraged for data ingestion, both in real-time as well as in batch. Azure Data Factory also provides this platform or capability to kind of transform the data using Microsoft Hadoop ecosystem. We are going to look at Azure Machine Learning, Azure HD Insight, Azure Stream Analytics, and also Power BI in the solution. The targeted audience, we have an end-to-end data integration solution which is going to appeal to data developers. There are machine learning models, and we showcase how this model can be operationalized into this end-to-end solution, which will appeal to data scientists. And for somebody like line of business decision makers, if you want to understand what kind of use cases are targeted by the Cortana Analytics platform, this is a great showcase, because this kind of provides an overview of an end-to-end solution and how could you could leverage the capabilities of Cortana Analytics to address an end-to-end solution. So we have bits and pieces for all of these different targeted audience in the session today. So one of the things that we are trying to do with Cortana Analytics is to provide what we call as pre-configured samples or enterprise-ready samples that address an end-to-end business use case that a partner, a customer, or even Microsoft internal field can easily discover, learn, deploy, and get started hands-on on the Cortana Analytics suite. And our goal is to showcase, again, like as I mentioned earlier, how all of these can be composed together to address a problem. And this is not just for learning, but this also helps in accelerated development and to gain the competitive advantage by faster time to value. We want to provide this as a reference to our customers so that our customers can look into this and kind of build their own solution, customize this, build their own solution, and ramp up quickly on the platform. And also, these solutions, these pre-configured samples that we provide is going to follow best practices, best of breed patterns that showcases Microsoft's thought leadership in the area of advanced analytics. So that said, let's dive into the demo. But before we go showcase the actual demo, let's provide some context on what exactly is the problem space and what we are dealing with in this particular solution. So as I mentioned earlier, this solution is about gaining real-time and predictive insights on vehicle telemetry. And I was looking into some of the articles on business intelligence, which says about 75% of vehicles are going to be connected by 2020. And another article calls out that vehicles, fleet, they are probably the most powerful IoT device out there. And organizations, business, ISVs, they are trying to tap onto this market to make tools and also to leverage this data in intelligent ways to provide best experience to their customers and also to stay competitive in the market. Vehicles usually are connected in one of two ways. A lot of vehicles, they have embedded connections. The vehicles have inbuilt Wi-Fi connection that allows the vehicles to upload data into the internet. The other way of connecting is through a device which is called a OBD2 device that connects to the vehicle's diagnostic port. And once it does that, it starts emitting data. Vehicles usually have up to 200 sensors. And a lot of these modern vehicles are increasing that number. And all the data that gets collected from this vehicle provides very, very interesting insights. And all these insights open up for new opportunities, for new use cases. It could range from vehicle diagnostics, understanding what exactly went wrong, to performing usage-based insurance. A lot of the new insurance companies, they are coming up with ways in which they can categorize driving habits into various different categories and use those categories to drive the insurance premium. This information can be used for fleet management, for roadside assistance call, and various other ways of improving customer experience. And just imagine, like, you are driving your vehicle and you get an alert on your diagnostic on the dashboard. And a lot of times currently, you don't have any idea what does that alert mean. Now, imagine a scenario wherein you get this alert and In the mobile app that accompanies the vehicle, you also get a message, something like your oxygen sensor is going low, you need to do a maintenance in the next 7 days. And all of a sudden, this becomes very, very actionable. And you know exactly what went wrong and what are the next steps that you need to do to address the issue. And this is exactly what vehicle dealerships, automobile companies, and even insurance companies are trying to tap on to provide the best experiences. Now that said, let's dive into the demo itself. And I'm going to start sharing my screen. So what I'm showing here is a Power BI dashboard. Power BI is the new visualization tool from Microsoft. It allows organizations to gain rich visualizations by connecting to different data sets and use this data and interact with data, interface with the data in a lot of very, very interesting ways. You can get from zero into creating your first report in less than 5 minutes. Power BI provides rich set of connectors for varied data sets. You can connect to the data set. You can create your own report. You can create a new dashboard, and you can easily start sharing the dashboard with folks in your organization and also share the dashboard, the data set, the reports as a content pack either to individuals or within the organization. And this is what I'm doing for this demo. I leverage the Power BI interface as the dashboard interface to showcase how vehicle retailers, which are essentially the dealerships, insurance companies, and automobile companies, could leverage the data out of vehicles into gaining such rich insights. Assume Contoso Motors is one of the vehicle dealerships in a city called Redmond in Washington. They have recently deployed the vehicle telemetry analytics solution using Cortana Analytics, and they are trying to modernize their business by gaining all these insights to provide best experience and also to improve their bottom line. What I'm going to do now is start the data generator that simulates data emitted from vehicles. And you don't see, I have one of the devices in my hand. This is the OBD2 device, which connects to the vehicle's diagnostic port. And once it connects to vehicle diagnostic port, it is usually connected to the internet, and it emits almost similar data that you see on my screen at this point in time. And what I'm doing for this demo is leveraging one of the APIs, one of the data sets out there to gain these kinds of insights. And the data generator follows exactly the same pattern, the same data sets that is usually emitted from vehicles. At this point in time, the data set starts producing, the data generator is emitting data. I just need to start another app. And once I start this app, now I am in my Power BI dashboard, and you'll start seeing the live data showing up in the dashboard in a few seconds. And in this dashboard, there are two interesting things happening. There is insights from data in motion, and there are insights from data at rest. So the vehicles in operation, it tells me how many vehicles that are in operation at this point in time, which are sold by the Contoso Motors dealership. It tells me the location where the vehicles are in operation. It gives me different locations, and it tells me that Seattle has more vehicles in operation than, say, a place called Sammamish, a city called Sammamish in Washington. And it also gives me the breakdown of different vehicle types. And these vehicle types, it tells me that convertibles, hybrids, and family salons are most popular than some of the other vehicles. And now I can also drill down into each vehicle type, and I can understand, or I can determine, slice and dice this data based on the models that I select. And it immediately shows me the distribution based on this model that I have selected. Now I can go back to this one. It tells me at this point in time, these are the vehicles that requires maintenance. And it tells me the VINs of vehicles that requires maintenance. And this kind of information can be used by Contoso Motors for personalized marketing campaign, because they know at this point in time, these are the vehicles that requires maintenance. And it could be joined with the customer data to exactly understand what kind of customers, who are the customers who are driving these vehicles. It tells me that Redmond has more vehicles that requires maintenance than Bellevue. And if I resize this slightly, I can also see the models that requires maintenance. It tells me sedans and family salon types of vehicles, model of vehicles, which are otherwise considered very safe, has more maintenance requirement than something like a medium SUV. And this kind of information is very useful for dealerships because they can use this for demand forecasting of parts, because now they know exactly what are the models of vehicles that require maintenance. They can work with automotive companies to kind of order, pre-order the parts for these kind of vehicles. And as I mentioned earlier, since they know in real time what are the vehicles that requires maintenance, they can also use this information for proactive alerting and notification to the drivers. And the example that I provided earlier with the light glowing in your dashboard and you not knowing what exactly is happening, that kind of experience can be improved significantly with the insights that dealerships, automobile companies can gain on vehicle health in real time. Now, what's interesting here is this aggressively driven vehicles. Now, this part of this dashboard is based on batch processing of data. Now, if I click on this aggressively driven vehicles, it tells me that sports car, as expected, are more aggressive than compact car. It tells me that a city called Seattle in Washington has more vehicles that require maintenance than a place or a city called Redmond. And it tells me that June, towards the end of the year, have more vehicles that drive aggressively than at the beginning of the year. Maybe because it's summer, towards the holidays, people just want to drive aggressively. And this information is very useful in a couple of ways. A dealership, automobile company, can use this information for research and development of vehicles. They can come in with new features. They understand that convertibles, large SUVs, and like in this case looks like family salon type of vehicles are more aggressive. They can use this kind of information for new features. And insurance companies use this information for usage-based driving insurance. So in this case, as I mentioned, I gave you an example earlier. I know for some of the insurance companies today, they use these kind of information for categorizing driving habits into high risk, medium risk, low risk, and they provide insurance premiums based on based on the usage-based driving habits. And just imagine somebody driving Maserati, which is a sports car, may drive reasonably well compared to somebody who is driving a compact car and driving aggressive all the time. In which case, their insurance premiums are going to be higher than somebody who is driving a Maserati and driving reasonably well. And there are other interesting insights here. There are recalled vehicles, fuel-efficient vehicles, and some of the other richer insights. And I can click on each one of these guys at any point in time to drill down into gaining additional insights out of these. Power BI also allows you to ask questions. I can go and ask any question and I can get an answer. But what is interesting is what are the components that powers this particular end-to-end solution. I'm going to go back into the presentation. And if you see this, this showcases the schematic or the architecture diagram of the different components of Cortana Analytics that are leveraged in this end-to-end solution. As I mentioned, there are two aspects in this solution. There is data in motion and data at rest. And this showcases simple Lambda architecture for those who are familiar with the Lambda architecture of big data analytics. So you see the data in motion, data emitted from the data simulator are sucked in using Event Hub, which is a fast pipe for ingesting millions of events per second. Once the data is ingested using Event Hub, Azure Stream Analytics is used for two different purposes. One, for real-time analytics on the data, and secondly, for persisting this data into a long-term storage so that we can leverage the data for richer batch insights. Azure Machine Learning is used both in Hotpath as well as in Coldpath. In Hotpath, we leverage Azure Machine Learning for real-time insights on or predicting vehicles that require maintenance in real time. It leverages certain parameters of vehicles like the engine oil level, the engine temperature level, and the tire pressure to gauge, to predict when a vehicle could require maintenance. Now, the data from Stream Analytics and from Machine Learning is published to a Power BI Live dashboard for visualization. Now, on the cold path or the batch analytics data at rest, what we do is the data stored in Azure Blob Storage is transformed using Azure HD Insight. Azure HD Insight is Microsoft's Hadoop distribution as a service, and we use Hive queries and BigQuery and some of the other big data query language to transform this data at scale. Machine learning is also used in ColdPath to predict vehicles that have safety issues that could require it to be recalled. All of these transformed data on the ColdPath gets published into an Azure SQL data warehouse. The HotPath data from Stream Analytics is also pooled, also pushed, published into the Azure SQL data warehouse. The data in Azure SQL Data Warehouse is also visualized in Power BI. Azure Data Factory is used to orchestrate, schedule, perform resource management, and monitor the ColdPath data pipeline from the data store into orchestrating the data processing in the HD Insight cluster, operationalizing the machine learning model, publishing the data into SQL. All of these data movement, data orchestration, operationalization is performed by Data Factory. Now let me start sharing my screen again, and I'm going to go into each one of these components individually and talk about them. Let's start with Service Bus and Event Hub. So as I mentioned, I have instances of Event Hub that gets provisioned as part of the solution, and this is used for ingesting events into Azure. And this happens in real time. The data emitting by the data simulator gets published into the Event Hub, which is used to ingest all of these data set, the raw data set, into Azure Stream Analytics for real-time processing. Now, if I navigate to Azure Stream Analytics, it shows me all the Stream Analytics job here. I'm going to select the one that I've created for this solution. This Azure Stream Analytics job has three main components. There is this input. It shows that I'm using a blob source as an input, and the blob source is used for storing the reference data. In this case, the vehicle catalog is the reference data. This vehicle catalog provides me mapping of VINs to models. And it also has the Event Hub source as one of the
inputs. Did you share your screen? We are still seeing your demo architecture diagram.
Do you see my screen now?
No, not yet. Go ahead now.
You see it?
Yep.
Do you see the stream analytics on the screen?
Yes, Anand, go ahead.
Okay. So what I was mentioning, let me just repeat back. I started with the service bus. In this case, I have an Event Hub instance as part of the solution. And as I mentioned, the Event Hub is used to ingest millions of events per second from all these connected vehicles. In my case, in the solution, I have the data simulator. And in real case, it will be like data coming from the vehicles into Event Hub. And Event Hub is used to ingest all of these data into Azure. In this case, as soon as I start the data simulator, it starts emitting data, flows through the Event Hub into Azure Stream Analytics. Now, if I click on Stream Analytics here, there are three main components of the Stream Analytics job. I have the input. In this case, I'm using Azure Blob Source as an input. Azure Blob Store stores the reference data. In my case, vehicle catalog is the reference data that provides mapping of VINs to models. The other input here is the Event Hub source. And the Event Hub source is the one that I'm using to ingest the data. Now I click on queries, and these are all the queries that I'm running here in this particular solution for real-time analytics. There are three queries as you see here. The last query is the one that performs some averages, like you can see counts, averages, and some of the other actions that I'm doing on the data in real-time on a tumbling window of 3 seconds. And this also performs a join between the data in the blob source, which is essentially the reference data, with the fact data or the activity data from vehicles. And I'm using tumbling window. There are various other windowing concepts in stream analytics. You can use any of the window concept based on your requirement. In this case, my requirement is a tumbling window of 3 seconds, and this is like contiguous windows which does not have any overlap. There are a few other queries that I'm doing here. One is doing a join between the reference data and fact data and storing the data as is in a blob source. And I'm doing this because my goal here is also to persist the data in a long-term storage so that I can use that data for richer analytics. And if I click on the outputs, you see I have a blob sync as an output. And as I mentioned, this I'm using for spooling the data for long-term storage. And if I click on this, you see the storage information, the account name, the account key, container, etc. And you can configure all of these either using this interface, or you can also use the programmatic surface area for configuring some of these. I'm using Anand, a SQL.
Anand, a lot of folks in the audience Q&A window are saying that they cannot see the screen. So if you mind stopping the screen share and restart it again. Thanks.
I've reshared my screen. I'm in Azure Stream Analytics talking about the different outputs. As I mentioned, I'll just repeat myself here again. I'm using a blob store, blob sync as an output because I want to spool the data into a long-term storage so that I can persist this data for richer analytics. I'm also using SQL as a sync, because I want to store the data both from both the real time as well as in batch into SQL so that I can drive analytics from there in Power BI. I'm also using an event hub as an output to spool the data, to publish the data in real time into event hub, and it can be used to integrate with any line of business applications for real time analytics. And I was earlier showing the query. I'm going to show the query once again for those who have missed it. I'm using three queries here. There are two queries that are publishing the data as is by performing some join between the reference data and the fact data. The first query performs the join and spools the data into the blob sync. The second query performs the same, join between the reference data and the fact data, and publishes this data into Event Hub. And the third query is where I'm performing real-time transformation, real-time analysis of this data. I'm doing some averages, some counts, and some of the other calculations within a tumbling window of 3 seconds. Now let me navigate to some of the other components. This is the Azure Data Factory pipeline that monitors, manages the cold path analytics. This is on the latest Azure portal. This is called portal.azure.com. You can go into that, click on your data factories, look into the data factories, and I am on the data factory homepage. It has this diagram view. I'm going to click on this diagram view, and I see the diagram visually of the pipeline. And this pipeline does a few things. It first gets the data that is pulled from the stream analytics job, and it performs some of the transformations in an HD Insight cluster. I'm not going to drill down into each one of them, but the aggressive driving pattern seems very interesting. So I'm going to click on that. I see that there is an activity which is called aggressive driving pattern hive activity. I'm going to click on that, drill down to the actual Hive script that is being used to determine aggressive driving patterns. And here you see what I'm doing is identifying all the vehicles that drive fast, say at a speed which is greater than 50 miles per hour, and are slowing down at a fast pace by hitting the brakes. And this is almost the exact identical pattern that is used by a number of insurance companies to represent, to identify aggressive driving behavior. And the interesting thing here is that I can drill down from the pipeline into the Hive script, all using the same interface without context switching, without navigating to another interface. And Azure Data Factory performs resource management of the HD Insight cluster. Now here, what I provide is just the HD Insight configuration, and it takes the configuration, creates the cluster on the fly, submits the job, executes the job, and then provides the reports, provides the data on whether the transformation is completed or not. And you can monitor that, you can manage that all using this single pane of glass. The other interesting thing here is that I'm also able to operationalize the machine learning model right in here. I'm doing detect anomaly pipeline. In this case, I'm using a machine learning model that I've published as a web service. And I'm operationalizing the web service here in the Data Factory pipeline to identify, to predict the vehicles that have safety issues. And the way that I do that is by configuring the web service endpoint into my pipeline. And here if you see, I have the ML endpoint. I just have the endpoint and the API key to connect to that endpoint. And then configure this in my pipeline. Just provide a pointer to where your source data is. And then it processes the data. It predicts and adds new columns to the data based on the rows that it identifies to be an anomaly. Here what I'm doing essentially is using an anomaly detection experiment. I have published that experiment as a web service and using that web service to predict vehicles that have safety issues. And I'm doing that in a pipeline. I just configure the pipeline. I provide what is the source data, what is the destination data, and just provide a pointer to the connection information of the web service. And this works, this uses this information to operationalize this endpoint. And in this case, I'm processing all the data in a historical manner every month. And at the end, I get a result that gets copied into Azure SQL. And if I navigate back to the diagram, you'd see I have all of these data that gets processed, gets pushed into an Azure SQL DW table. And I'm using a Data Factory activity to just do the copy. And all of these things that I'm showing here, it just took me a few days to build all of these solutions that I'm showing here. And I have seen a lot of customers attempt some of these capabilities, some of these solutions using the open source tools out there, be it real-time processing or the batch processing. And it takes days and months to complete these solutions and also thousands of lines of code. Here what you're doing is few configurations. You're writing few SQL queries for the stream analytics job. I had like 10 lines of code in my stream analytics job. I have a simple pipeline that I have built using Azure Data Factory, and it lets me do these end-to-end solution. Now let's navigate to the machine learning experiment. I mentioned I'm using machine learning here for two purposes. One, for identifying, for predicting the vehicles that require maintenance in real time. And number two, I'm also using that in a batch processing to identify vehicles that have safety issues. So in this case, this particular case, I knew exactly what is a known good, but I did not know what's a known bad. So I had a choice of using one of the existing anomaly detection algorithm, which is called TCA based anomaly detection. I'm using certain parameters from vehicles like engine oil, tire pressure, engine temperature to identify, to predict when a vehicle required maintenance. And it uses combination of these three parameters from vehicles to detect that. And this is the machine learning studio. You can build your own experiment very quickly. You can either start building your own experiment from the scratch, or you can go into the gallery and start using one of the experiments that Microsoft, a partner, or another customer may have published. What we are trying to do with machine learning is build this ecosystem so that you can use somebody else's expertise and leverage that to start ramping up on your own solution. So you can go into this gallery, you can look into existing experiments, existing APIs, and you can pick one of them if that sounds interesting, open that in your own studio, and then start customizing that with your own data. In this case, I have used one of the existing anomaly detection algorithms. I'll go back to the experiment that I have. And once I created this experiment, what I needed to do was just deploy this experiment as a web service. And once I have the web service, I can now use this web service in my pipelines, both in real time as well as in batch, to operationalize this and to analyze, to predict some of the insights to identify when things would happen. And this is kind of the maturity model, like what we have seen customers usually in the past few years have moved from descriptive analytics to prescriptive analytics, and now they are doing predictive analytics. And not just doing predictive analytics, but they also identify the actions that they need to take when things go wrong. And that's exactly, going back to this, a vehicle retailer can have, can set up certain actions that they need to take when they identify that a vehicle could require maintenance. And this is the end-to-end information, right? Like, we are using the historical data, the current data, to predict the future. And also, when we predict the future, we have the exact set of actions that we need to take. And this rich capabilities, this rich integrated capabilities is provided by the Cortana Analytics Suite. So this ends my demo. Now time for questions.
Thanks, Anand. Let me pick up some questions here in the Q&A window. There's one question on the architecture. The person is asking, the OBD sensor in the car, does it send data to a wireless modem, which then sends the data to a web service in Azure, which stores the data in SQL DB and then onto the Power BI? And also, does the data flow in through the machine learning model? Predictive analytics, I guess.
Yeah. So usually there are a few patterns of connecting to these devices based on the requirements of the customer. There is usually an agent running on the devices. There is a field gateway, and then the data gets pushed into the event hub in case you just have ingestion requirements. Microsoft also, or Azure also, have announced IoT suite, IoT hub, that can be used for data ingestion from devices. It could apply to vehicles as well, and that is useful if you want to do command and control on devices. So there are a few ways of collecting that data from the devices, in this case the vehicles. And once the data gets ingested into Azure, either through Event Hub or the IoT Hub, you can leverage that, get that data into Stream Analytics for performing real-time queries. Stream Analytics and Azure Machine Learning is going to have integration, is going to provide this integration, this capability that allows you to perform real-time predictions. In this case, I'm using a real-time anomaly detection. It could be any other real-time prediction algorithm that can be used, an experiment that can be used. And then the data gets pushed into Power BI for live dashboard. As you see here, I'm also spooling this data into a long-term storage using the capabilities of Stream Analytics. And the long-term storage allows you to perform richer analytics on the data.
Okay, another question. How long did it take to create the Power BI dashboard?
Well, it just depends on what kind of dashboard and how much customization you want to do. Right, in my case, I had to pick and choose different colors for each one of the different reports in the dashboard. So it took me a couple of days to build this. But if you do not want any specific customizations, you can go and build a report, a very simple report, in a few minutes. You just need to connect to the data set. Once you connect to the data set, you start creating your report. It takes a few minutes. And once you have the report, you can pin it to the dashboard all within a few minutes. A basic report by connecting to one of the data sets can be created in within 10 to 15 minutes. But it just depends on what complexity and how much customization you want to do on these reports.
Cool, thanks. Question on Azure Data Factory. Is it only for data at rest, and can it be used for data in motion? If so, in what scenario?
Yeah, at this point in time, Azure Data Factory is only for data at rest for batch processing. Azure Stream Analytics is for data in motion. Azure Data Factory has three main value props. You can use that to orchestrate, to schedule your big data analytics pipeline. It performs dependency management. It can be used for resource governance, resource management. In this case, the demo that I showed in my data factory pipeline, I'm using that to kind of manage the HD Insight cluster. You can do something similar for Azure Batch as well. And the third value prop of Azure Data Factory is to provide a single pane of glass for monitoring and managing your big data workflows, just like I showed. Azure Stream Analytics, on the other hand, is our offering for real-time analytics. You can use Azure Stream Analytics to integrate with Event Hub. It reads data from Event Hub. It performs real-time queries and then spools that data either to Power BI dashboard for Power BI for live dashboard. It can publish the data into blob storage for long-term storage for persisting the data, and it can also publish the transformed data into Azure SQL for any kind of visualizations.
Another question is around the costing of the entire solution and how do we estimate the cost?
Yes, so a lot of these components that we are using in this particular solution requires just an Azure subscription. You can have an Azure subscription and you can start deploying this. One of the things that I didn't mention earlier is that we are going to provide this as a package sample at some point in time in near future. And once we do that, you as a customer or you as a partner will be able to replicate the solution in your own subscription by using and user experience. Once that happens, we will provide information about what could be the billing impact, what would be the cost of running the solution. If you see here, the batch processing cost is very straightforward. It is a one-time execution of limited amount of data. Now, on the streaming side, it just depends on the usage. Whenever you run the data generator is going to spool data into Event Hub, into Stream Analytics, and you'll incur cost. So you can control that. Like if you as a customer want to use this for a demo, you'd be able to just run that, look at the data, and view the dashboard, and you can control the cost. But now when you want to integrate this with your own data, maybe say somebody like Toyota or a BMW or pick your favorite automobile company or insurance company, they want to connect it to their own vehicles, then we need to work closely to determine what would be the cost impact.
Cool, thanks. Question around the real-time car situation. So the person is saying you have the sample where you're using JSON objects, but in reality the car exposes hexadecimal data and we need to decode it. What MS service, what Microsoft service would we use to kind of write some scripts to decode this data and then bring it into your solution?
Yeah, so there are a few patterns, and this will require more detailed conversation. It would be great, like, if we can have an online or offline conversation on this particular aspect, because there are different patterns. It also depends on the exact requirement. So maybe I'd like to answer this offline.
Sure. There's multiple questions around storage technologies. Things like when do we use Azure Data Catalog, Azure Blob Storage, HD Insight, SQL Data Warehouse. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So it again depends on the requirements. So Azure Data Catalog is the repository for data discovery, right? Say you have data in the organization, or you can have these kinds of pipelines producing data, and now you want to publish pointers to the data to a repository, to a catalog, so that it enables search and discovery of this data set across the organization. If that's your requirement, you would be using Azure Data Catalog, which provides a very rich interface for data discovery. But this is not the actual data set discovery. This is metadata about the data. Like, say I publish a data set to an Azure Blob Store, but I want to also publish the metadata information of the data to the data catalog, in which case I provide the name, the description, the owner of this, which pipelines produces it, etc. I publish that in the data catalog. Now, say somebody else in my organization, a data scientist, is looking to build a model, but they want to look for data sets that they could leverage for training that model, in which case they would go into data catalog, they will look for the pre-existing data, in this case, like, say, vehicle telemetry data. Now, they go into that, into the data catalog, they search for the vehicle telemetry catalog or vehicle telemetry analytics data. They get the data that my pipeline is publishing into Blobstore, and they discover this data set through data catalog, and then they will be able to connect to this data set in their experiment. So that's our eventual goal. At this point in time, you could think of data catalog as the repository of all the metadata information about the various data sets that are out there, and it helps in data discovery, learning about that, and use of the data. Now, Azure Blob Store, as it exists today, is the layer that is used by HD Insight. HD Insight works on data in Azure Blob Store, and Azure Blob Store is used by our customer to create the industry concept, which is called the data lake at this point in time. Now, Microsoft, we have our own offering of Azure Data Lake that is going to come very soon. It was pre-announced sometimes back at Worldwide Partner Conference. And with Azure Data Lake, our goal is to provide HDFS as a service in the cloud. You will have the HDFS APIs, you'll be able to use HDFS APIs, you'll be able to leverage the HDFS in the cloud without requiring to maintain your own infrastructure. Azure SQL and Azure SQL Data Warehouse are the other two interesting bits here. Azure SQL Data Warehouse was recently announced. I think it's also at Build or Partner Conference. I don't remember. I think it was at Build. It was announced. And Azure SQL Data Warehouse is probably the only petabyte scale data warehouse in the cloud that provides very rich management capabilities. You can scale up, scale down, pause, resume, all within a few seconds. And you can control how much time you want to use, how much compute you want to use, how much storage you want to use, all through a click of button. So it's a very, very powerful innovation from Microsoft. You can use that for storing petabytes of data. You can use that for massive parallel processing of the data. It uses Polybase and some of the other technologies. It is meant for data warehousing at scale. Azure SQL is our relational database in the cloud. You can use Azure SQL if you do not require like petabyte scale relational DB. If you want to just like say have your data, you want to keep your data in a relational store that provides all the capabilities of like say it is very much aligned with on-premises SQL Server, right? Like you get almost the same capabilities in Azure. And if you have a relational database requirement, you would be using Azure SQL in the cloud. I hope that answers the question.
Yes, it does. Thanks. One of the question is around the ingestion rate of the event hub. What is the amount of events an event hub can handle?
Yep. So in general, Event Hub can handle millions of data per second. To give you some numbers, the payload size, we support up to 256 megabytes. Overall, like all the data aggregated, we support up to 1 GB per second.
Okay. Another question on Power BI. Power BI, in at least in your demo, Power BI was used both for data in motion, data at rest. Can you please tell something about the performance of the dashboard? Especially for data in motion situation, I guess.
Yeah, so at least with the data size that I have got reasonable performance. At the end of the day, Power BI has the push APIs for data in motion. Now, you publish data into this push APIs, and it is used for showcasing the live dashboard. And also, we need to understand that live dashboard is only it only scales up to a limit, right? And that is the reason why you need to be very careful. You need to be cognizant on what kind of data that you want to gain real-time insights on. And for every other data set, you need to probably leverage Azure Stream Analytics to spool the data into the long-term storage, persist that into long-term storage so that you can use the other tools, the fit-for-purpose tools in HD Insight and some of the other capabilities for gaining those rich insights and get data at rest analytics. So yes, the data in motion will have performance issues at certain scale, like you wouldn't be able to like publish petabytes of data into a live dashboard. It will start crawling. But at this point in time, my experience based on what I've seen, it's reasonable. It's improving over time. So the Power BI push APIs can be used to publish the data, just like what we are doing with Azure Stream Analytics, and it works pretty reasonably well for me.
Thanks. So we almost at the hour. I'll stop it for the time. Thanks, Anand, for an awesome demo. And thank you all for joining. And sorry about the hiccup with the screen share. We will be sending you the recording and the slides tomorrow. So keep watching for that. And keep watching for the next edition of the webinars. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks. Bye for now.